When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this. I guess it's our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out, oh, gosh, all the great stories and photos and videos that I post. And of course, I'm just being reminded in my mind as I'm talking to you now and telling you about Facebook that, oops, we didn't all arrive at the same time today, and we were kind of all doing different things, and I totally spaced taking a picture. So you're just going to have to take my word for it that we're all here. Everyone's here that's supposed to be here today. It is the third Sunday of the month, and that means Animal World's production engineer Nathan Miller is here. And Animal World's call screener, Stacy Bach, is in her private studio. She's here after church this morning and looking great. And across the table, she's not Zooming.
I'm not Zooming.
And she didn't Zoom in. She drove in. And
well,
she,
I kind of zoomed in then, too.
Well, okay, well, yeah, she, was, like she was Zooming. She's
depends on
like,
how fast you drive.
She's kind of like me, usually on the late side. And I thought she might have to paddle her way down here with all the rain reports last night and what was going on, but you said it was actually not bad.
It was
bad.
Pretty dry. I did have to use my windshield wipers, but there's only one time where I thought about using them fast.
Yeah, me too. I'll tell you, it dumped at my place last night. And, of course, you know, we've had, hardly any rain for February and winter and all of that. It's been really nice this month. But anyway, we were making up for it, at least in my neighborhood last night. It was really coming down, and it came down really hard this morning, and then I drove through some really serious rain last night coming home after the session I did, and I went through a pocket of really serious rain coming down here, but by the time I got down to, like, Woodinville, you know, and then it really kind of lightened up, and it was just light rain, if at all, you know, the rest of the way. So it's better than I expected, and I said, let's see, looking west, because we're over on the east side. And we can actually see, it does look a little rainy, but the sky's actually starting to light up a little bit. And I have to say, I actually saw a few little tweaks of blue on the way down here. So that's a good thing. But Nathan, I think if I heard the weather reports last night and this morning accurately, it's like winter's on its way back, and the temperature's tanking again. It's getting cold. And I heard someone talk about snowflakes lowlands tomorrow morning. So what the heck is going on with the weather?
So that still seems to be true. Yes, we are going to get pretty brittle cold overnight, especially on President's Day and Tuesday. We could, you know, get close to the lower 20s. Yeah. Only just a very tiny bit of snow, though. Nothing to accumulate. Just a mix of rain and snow showers. But it is coming back just a little bit.
Yeah, so it looks like it's going to be pretty cold, and that means it's probably going down into the low 20s and upper teens at my house. you know, maybe, you know, during the nights for a few days this week. And Natasha, you're up farther north, so mm-hmm. you'll probably be on the cold side. But while we're on the subject, might as well cross this off the list. You know, you may have gotten into kind of an early spring fever here. I sort of did. I found myself posting on my personal Facebook page, posting these gorgeous pictures of flowers. I find all these pictures of flowers because I'm so ready for spring and flowers. So I figure, well, if I can't have them for real, I'll put them on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, more responses than any other posts I ever post are the flowers, you know. So everybody loves the flowers. So, but anyway, because of this cold, you remember, our hummers, and, you know, the good news is that the hummingbird nectar, the sugar water solution that we provide for them, doesn't freeze until it gets to be 27 degrees. So we've been skating all this month and staying around freezing or above, so it's been good, but it's going down below that level. I've found, as I was really paying attention to temperatures and all the really dramatic drops this year, that hummingbird nectar, it has to be below 27 and for a little while before it really gets serious about freezing the nectar. But it's already on my list when I'm done today and when I make it home. My Sunday chores list includes, I'm getting out the hummingbird feeder sweaters, and those are my old, you know, leggings from my jazzercise days mm-hmm. decades ago that are absolutely gorgeous and work just beautifully, you know, to put over my hummingbird feeders. And I found that unless it gets seriously cold like it did, mm-hmm. you know, in December and we were like down in the 20s for days on end, then I had to do more wrapping. But when it just gets around that freezing 27 or so, the wool wraps, leg warmers around the feeders seems to work just fine for me. So that's on my list. I'm breaking them out again, and I'm going to dress up my hummingbird feeders when I get home.
I bet they look pretty.
Oh, they do. They do. They look really pretty. And so it's a fun thing to do, and it's easy to do. You can do the same thing and make little sweaters for your hummingbird feeders. If you don't have old leg warmers like I do, back from, you know, those days, you can use like knee-high socks and cut a hole in one end. You could use old sweater, cut off the sleeves, you know, because you just need to be able to put it over the hummingbird feeder. And then I have one hummingbird feeder heater, you know, which I got at Wild Birds Unlimited up in Monroe last year, and I've just kept that on one feeder as long as it is staying in the 30s. I figure, oh, they can have little hot toddies in one of their feeders. So I just keep that on all the time. And I figure when it gets up above 40, I'll turn the heater off. So that's what I'm doing with the hummers, and you guys can all get ready to do that as well. Let's see.
I never danced with the hummingbird feeders. I tried for a little while, but every time I put one up, my cat at that time would take the hummers down. So I decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I of course, my cats are indoor only with their fantastic Taj Mahal cat run, so that's not an issue for me. But I will tell you, when I first started the hummingbird feeder, one of them is right outside my French glass French doors in my breakfast room area, and the cats like to sit there and look out that window sometimes. And there was a lot of kitties sitting at the window and maybe jumping up a little bit. But now the hummers are used to seeing them there, mm-hmm. and the cats are used to the hummers and know they can't really, so they just will sit and watch them. But it's really interesting how the hummers watch us through the window as much as we watch them.
they have a personality.
they do, and it's really cute. And I've got one, my boss redhead male, because they're Anna's hummingbirds, so the males have the red heads when the sun hits them, right? And he's got an extra big white butt, so I call him my the redhead white butt Darth. Mm-hmm. Because my boss males, I call them Darth, because I don't know if the Anna hummingbirds, the red feathers come over the head, but come down, and then under the throat, they kind of kick out at the sides. And so, you know, from Star Wars and Darth Vader, you know how he has that black hood, and it kind of flares? Well, when the sun isn't hitting the feathers, that red part of that Anna's hummingbird head is black. So they look like Darth Vader. So that's how I came up with that. Anyway. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back because I mentioned Facebook. And I remember because, A, I spaced taking a photograph and so forth. But as I recall, there's a really cool post this week that I put up on Facebook. So I'm let's see how reception is here today. And I'm pulling it up on my phone so I can tell you because I know there's – oh, that's what it is. Oh, gosh. Okay, so if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, the first post is the show schedule for today. The second is, now I'm spacing where this was taken, but this is, it touched my heart because I've been going through a similar situation with a friend. And this is an elderly woman who's in hospice and getting ready to die. Well, her favorite thing in the whole world is Bambi, the deer, you know, Bambi. And she's just always wanted to meet a Bambi and have a deer and all of that. So somehow her daughter arranged, called some people that have deer. And I don't know how they got everybody to agree, but this video is of the guy is carrying in. They have a petting zoo and they have a little Bambi fawn that's really comfortable around people and does the petting, and they brought it to the hospital room and set it on her bed. And, you know, like the caption is, just look at the joy in her face. Well, this woman who's like got, you know, the 1 foot in the grave and is getting ready to pass, her face just lights up with the most incredible joy. You know, it's a little bit, anyway, it's really, really sweet and it's really wonderful. And gosh, what a great gift, you know, to give.
Yes.
To her, you know, at the end of you know, this physical lifetime. And then there's some other really good posts beyond that. So you can scroll down if you actually go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A great house that's been turned into a cat sanctuary on the East Coast. Really cool photos. But then there's a legal post I put up from the animal rights lawyer in the state, Adam Karp. Well, apparently he's been doing some good work, and this came out 2 days ago. Today, the Washington Supreme Court decided to rule that in animal cruelty cases, they can be designated as domestic violence now. So they
that's huge
because of so many cases of, you know, the partner or the spouse. It's usually a male abuser towards a female spouse or partner, but instead of taking it out on them, they beat the animal. Okay. And so that's kind of, I think the case was something like that, that Adam used to do. But anyway, so now it's officially animal cruelty, beating animals, you know, that in that kind of situation can be designated domestic violence, and apparently that means then there's greater punishment and all of that.
Congratulations to him. That's
yeah, so
huge.
Good work, Adam Karp. That's really good. Thank you for your good work. And
every piece of the puzzle helps somewhere.
yeah. Well, he is, and he is the one of the most best known animal rights lawyer in the state, and so he's gets involved in lots of those cases. I too, you know, over the years have had to testify and. I think once we ended up on opposite sides of the same case. Not, you don't want to be on the opposite side of him. He's not fun. Well, even when you know him, you're not fun. Anyway, so, but he does good work. So we appreciate that. So there's some good stuff on Facebook. And golly. I guess we covered the weather and all of that, and maybe we let's have a few things to discuss, and we have a little celebrating to do. We get to break out the Jingle Cats again, but I'm going to surprise you because somebody in the Animal World family is having a birthday today. All right, guess what? Keep going, Nathan. It's wonderful. Happy birthday! Woo-hoo. Ah, they're so cute. Anyway, today it's Jude Ponton's birthday. So our wonderful, premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Jude. And this is from Moon Pie, your kitty, and Shanti, your new dog, and all of that. Wishing you happy birthday. And I just have to say that Shanti, the new dog, has come into Jude's life, and she's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, good.
Couldn't be more perfect. So definitely Paul and Magic had their toes and noses in this, and Divine Mother as well, because, we turned it over to her. But anyway, that just seems to be a match made in heaven, and it's absolutely perfect. And there's some bugs to work out, mm-hmm. and she's teaching, but Jude's just doing great. Has really helped in the loneliness department and all
I
of
bet.
That. And even though we're starting to make progress with the dog and cat integration, which is going to be the diciest thing. But the good news is that Shanti, the standard poodle, fortunately is one of those standard poodles that just doesn't care much about cats. So she knows mm-hmm. she's there and she's aware of, but she doesn't go nuts and pounce and chase and all of that, which Magic, the previous poodle, used to do. So this cat was pretty terrified of dogs and all that. Anyway, so it's working out, and it's really good. But I also wanted to let you all know, Jude is doing her best to cover all the bases, and she is back at work. She's working 2 days a week now, Wednesdays and Fridays. And I think this has just made her a stronger and more powerful healer. And Linda Rasmussen goes in regularly now and loves, the sound energy work. Jude does all of my chiropractic and acutonic work. I much prefer acutonics over acupuncture. I find the forks are more powerful and more pleasant. No needles. Mm-hmm. So, that's really nice. Anyway, it's a phenomenal experience. And so I wanted to put out the plea to you and let you know that Jude's not been able to do the level of classes and training for students that she and Paul would have been doing if life was normal. And she's getting equipment upgraded and that kind of stuff and working towards being able to do that. But she really could use private clients at mm-hmm. this point. So if you've been thinking, although I'm talking to you, you've been thinking about, I wouldn't mind going to that Whispering Dragon. I wouldn't mind getting some harmonic energy shifting and sound healing. And especially if you've got, physical body issues that you're not getting help other places. Well, that's what we kind of specialize around here, are covering those bases. And it's amazing. Non-invasive chiropractic, and because she doesn't do the cracking adjustments and stuff. And that was an adjustment for me when I went from that kind of chiropractor to working with her, but I don't need the kind of adjustments that I used to need. I need very little work. And I used to have my neck adjusted every week because of old whiplash and all of that kind of stuff. Since Jude's been working on me, I don't have to have my neck adjusted at all. Mm-hmm. And it's been, I can't even tell you the last time I had to do that. So her type of work and this sound energy work is phenomenally helpful and really not invasive and gentle, because it really gives really solid resolution. So anyway, if you are interested, Jude can see you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, which is in the Greenwood area of Seattle, or she works remotely. So check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can give her a call, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And maybe you want to just call her up, schedule an appointment, say happy birthday. Gosh, that would be wonderful. Anyway, there we go. Okay. Let's see. Looks like we're almost at taking care of our advertisers' time. So how about we do that? Then we will come back and officially start the show so we can open phone lines. So I want to tell you, phone lines open now. If you want to call and get in line, you can. But we're going to take care of advertisers. And then, I chat about that for a minute or two. And then we'll get started with our prayers and affirmations. And then at that point, we can take phone calls. So if you would like to, um, You got a behavior training or healing question? I got guests. Oh, I should tell you. What is today? Well, if you're here on a regular basis, you know. If you don't, it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. I'm a behavior therapist and trainer, so you can call me about your animal friends and questions. But Natasha Venter's here. So it's also talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Communication with your animals, psychic medium type stuff, personal awareness coaching. So if you want that kind of a perspective, and we're going to have her look at some stuff today. So I have questions, and I know there's ones out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can really tell you that there's some spirit out there that would like to have some conversations with some people. So
okay. So they're already tapping on your door.
If somebody's feeling like they're looking like, should I call in?
Are you thinking these are spirits on the other side that want to connect with their humans in physical body now?
Yes.
All right. So if you've got someone that's important to you on the other side, and you've been thinking, this might be your call, because they're tapping on. Is there multiple?
Yes.
All right. So there are more than one.
Sorry, they've been tapping for a couple days.
Oh, okay. So they're lined up, folks. So if you're having a little intuition, it may be you. So you better pick up your phone. So
please
local
do.
Number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 5527. Maybe Natasha, whoever calls in, we'll just add everybody. You got anybody on the other side that might want to talk to you? And then maybe they'll holler at you and let you know, yeah, this is one of them. Oh, Stacy's got some. Oh, she's pointing at you, Stace.
She ducks down.
She's on the phone right now, but that looks like she got that taken care
of. Oh, no, she's there. Because, you know, did you hear what Natasha's been talking about?
No, because I was.
You were
doing my job here.
Well, Natasha was just telling everybody that there are entities on the other side, crossed over, that have been tapping on her door for a couple of days now. Loved ones of listeners or someone that's going to around today. And there's multiple. So there's more than one on the other side that wants to tap in. And when I said, maybe everybody that calls in, I'm just going to ask them, is there anybody on the other side you want to talk to? And then maybe they'll let you know. And Natasha went.
pointing
at you.
Oh.
So apparently there's someone close to you on the other side that's tapping.
That'd be good to hear. Yeah. What's going on? Because I've been talking to them and trying to get some help here. So we'll see if they're going to help me out today.
Are you okay discussing this with Natasha on the air?
Sure.
Well, then all right. Then we've got some place to start. So
what I do is nobody's allowed to come in until I'm in the place where it's available. And right now is the time.
Otherwise, you'd have everybody driving you nuts.
God, it would be. And I don't allow that. I have boundaries.
Good. Okay. So... and Stacy's not the only one. Stacy's not the only one whose loved ones have been tapping at you.
Mm-hmm.
So there's others of you out there, but we'll get a feel for what this is all about. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and of course, it is the most important part of the show, because without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. When we come back, we'll officially start the show, and then Stacy will be our first official caller. All righty, everybody. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter is here. We continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on our President's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. She's our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes practitioner. Was just in the studio last week. And, gosh, I've got to tell you that Dr. Nels and Linda will not be doing their regular show next month in March. That's the second Sunday of March. And that's because if you were here last week, you heard Linda's got a great trip planned to Egypt. So she's going off to Egypt. Woo. And going to hang out with the pyramids and stuff for a while. And because of that, I've been looking for a date to do my next show with Walter Stoffel, you know, the author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, and the next teaching show of me sharing everything I know about dog behavior and dealing with, you know, changing behavior and so forth. We were going to do it on the third Sunday. I was going to bump me and Natasha, but Walter had a conflict, and he can't do it on the 20th. So we're giving, Linda's going off to Egypt. We're giving Dr. Nels the day off, which she says he can really use. And so we're going to do the next behavior teaching show with Walter will be the second Sunday of March. So that will be March 13th. So next week we're going to run the second show of the behavior series with Walter. So you can, if you didn't hear that, you can catch up with that, or you can review so you're caught up, because I'll pick up where I left off on the second Sunday of March. So that's the schedule coming up. And let's see, I told you that, because I was talking about Linda, as we heard about, you can check out Linda at Whisper or at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. But I wanted to tell you that they won't be in for free treatments in March. But remember, Linda's offering a free session to anybody that calls or texts her and asks. So if you need some best therapy, you can take advantage of Linda and get that free session. So check her out, verticalenergyworldwide.com, or just call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992.
I know she helped me out a lot.
Oh, yeah,
when
she's
I called
helped
in.
Me a lot. She's helped Jude a lot. She just is very. That's right, you called last week.
I did call last week. And
that was a fascinating experience. If you were listening last week, we got a chance to see just how intuitive this best work is, because as soon as Linda tuned in to Natasha, she did a whole different thing than she normally does with people. So it really is customized to the energy.
The
you know, and Natasha's out there. So the work was kind of out there. But it was perfect For what? And you said it was perfect for you, Natasha.
Yeah,
and it really
did help. Because I know that I struggle with migraines, and I have for a long time, and I know they're hormonal. I know it's about food. But it's never one thing with me.
Right, yeah.
And so she helped unlock some of the spiritual work that I was needing to do.
Wonderful.
That was being stuffed up. It was kind of like a stuffed up nose.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She kind of helped clear that.
Unclogged it.
And now my head thing is down where I can deal with it again.
All right. Good.
So it was a blessing.
That's wonderful. And so take advantage of Linda Rasmussen if you'd like for a free session. 206-841-1992. And of course, you can do the same thing with Jude Potten at Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And she's not offering a free session, but boy, is it worth it to go in and see her. And she really could use new patients at the moment. So if you've been thinking about having a session with Jude, getting harmonic energy shifting, acutonics, which I prefer over acupuncture, and gentle, non-invasive, non-cracking chiropractic that really, really works, sure has for me.
Yeah. I have a chiropractor up north that I go to that does the same thing, and
it really is very different, mm-hmm. and gives you, as Jude explained to me years ago, with the cracking stuff, even though that feels good at the time because it releases the gas and stuff, that apparently keeps whatever it is active.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't heal. And she explained that to me. And for a while, when I wasn't getting cracked, okay, my body missed that. My body said, we got to go mm-hmm. get cracked. And I wanted to do it myself, you know. But once I went through the period of letting my body adjust, if I'd had your affirmation, which we'll get to here in a moment when we officially start the show, I might have adjusted easier. Mm-hmm. But it took me a while to get used to not being cracked. Once I got used to that, man, my body just shaped right up. And like I said, I used to have problems with my neck and had to be adjusted, you know, all the time. And every time I saw it, I'd have to be adjusted. It hasn't had to be adjusted for years.
Well, the two different kinds, because my dad was a chiropractor, and yeah. he did applied kinesiology, which was working with the muscles.
Yeah, Jude does that too.
And what it does is that when you do pop it, let's just say for lack of a better word,
yeah.
that it does do something, but yet the kind that I go to now helps to retrain the muscles
uh-huh.
to keep your body in.
Right.
So
right.
it's the ligaments and the muscles that need to be trained to keep the body in, because the body wants to be righted.
Right.
You know, like a ship being upright. You
yeah.
know, it
yeah.
wants to be righted, but, you know, many times. Now, I can say, though, that when I went down to California during the summertime, that I had went to the chiropractor that adjusted my neck with the popping, but I had problems with vertigo. So what he did was ended up popping things, kind of reshifting the crystalline in my ears. And he did a lot of things that my body really needed because of that. So everything has its place.
Yeah.
But yet I really enjoy going to my chiropractor now that I'm not going through the jarring.
Yeah. So a couple of testimonials for you. Anyway, mm-hmm. Jude does the non-invasive, the gentle stuff and
yeah,
all the stuff she's
talking about.
It does
make a difference.
And it's made a huge difference for me. So if you're interested, whispering-dragon.com, or just give Jude a call, 206-706-2836. All righty. We are going to officially start the show right now, but I'm going to tell you that we've already had a change of plans. Here we were going to start with Stacy, but since Stacy is a captive audience, she can't go anywhere. She's here for the show. Okay, she's going to answer the phone. She's getting bumped to the end of the line right now because we've already got two callers on the line. So we will, as soon as we start the show, we're going to Cindy and then Pat. And then if there's a lull, we'll pick up Stacy whenever there's a lull in the phone action.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. So let's get busy here so we can get to our callers. If you haven't heard me officially start the show before, I do so each week by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. I do that with a couple of little St. Francis prayers, and also because it's Sunday and I can. And so we start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, and now for us human animals, a little longer one. It's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, then we continue with a bunch of affirmations here, which I have found to be profoundly powerful, and so I'd like to share them with all of you. This part of the show, your participation, of course, is optional. So you get to decide. You can say these affirmations out loud with me. You can say them silently along with me. You can use them during the week as I do, or not at all. It's completely up to you. All righty. But the way we do it is I say them each out loud three times. Let's see. And some of them we're doing for ourselves as individuals, and others we're doing for ourselves as kind of an animal world collective, and some are for the worldwide, and which are really needed right now. And that's one of the things on my list of general woo-woo questions for Natasha. So I'll get to my list. She gives me that hairy eyeball. All righty. Here we go with affirmation number one, and this we do for ourselves as individuals. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens today in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens today in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, this second affirmation, really powerful, has gotten me through all this whole pandemic thing. And this one comes from Linda Rasmussen. And we do this for ourselves as an animal world collective. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. The next one is from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and the Italian location. And this affirmation is to bring you health and well-being and the right attitude. And I want you to use this affirmation when you think about it or you go out into the public. I don't want you going out in fear to attract something you don't want to attract. You go out sharing health and wellness. So this is the affirmation that keeps you there. Here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. All righty, one more in this group, and this one actually comes from Natasha. And this affirmation I have found particularly helpful through this last 6 months or so and all the stuff that I've had going on keeping me stable throughout. And I use this every day. So it's a good one to help you stay balanced and kind of being in tune with what's going on. So,
and I use it, a form of it, every morning for me.
Yeah.
Every morning, a form of
it. Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay. So here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, then, to complete this group of personal affirmations for us, you cross your hands, place them over your chest, and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty, now we conclude this whole operation here with this is the one for the world. This is the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation. And as I was doing the other affirmations last week, I got spoken to in my ear about, okay, this one is going. Anyway, we're going to do this as usual. But our focus today, when you think about, remember, the most powerful energy on the planet is love. Mm-hmm. And light is the most powerful energy, to transportation energy to get it there. So when we're doing this affirmation and thinking of that, God's light, and that's love, I have it on Divine Mother's authority. We need to direct that all to the Russia-Ukraine area and what's going on there. Okay, so we're going to do our best to uplift the area with so much love and so much light that Putin doesn't have any choice. You just got to back off and stop this. It doesn't make any sense to start war. So let's just send that love and that light. Leave all the negative stuff out. Let's just say love and light. Let's permeate the area. Natasha's on her head, so we'll get more
details.
Yeah,
this is a kind of another glitch in the cog of the wheel. Can we do different?
Yeah.
Can we do different? And the only way we can do different is by sending love instead of hate.
There you go. All righty. So here's step one. All right. Three times, everybody. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Whew. All righty. Natasha,
yes.
Will you repeat the last sentence you said to us? The only way we're going to change things
is by sending love instead of hate.
There you go. You have it from the source. Okay, everybody.
Sometimes things come through me so quickly that I don't attach, my brain doesn't attach to them.
I knew that as soon as it came out of my mouth. If I were asking myself the same question, I couldn't answer it. Let's hope that Natasha's younger, though, so hopefully she, and yeah, she, you did great.
Yeah.
All righty. So let's see. Before we run out of time and cell reception, we are first caller. We are going to head out to Salton and welcome Cindy. Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Natasha. Hello? Oh, you'd rather take care of advertisers. So you want to do that before we take a phone call?
Yes, we'll do that, and then we can take Cindy.
All right. Well, Nathan's overriding, and I guess we have to give him a little...
You know, he is the boss of the electronic thing in here.
You know, but something happened. When he became an uncle, okay, and now he's going to be leaving us for a week. Because he gets to go become a godfather.
Oh.
I think that's the problem here, because the boy is taken over. All right, the godfather says it's time. Sorry, Cindy, you're going to have to wait a moment. But we're taking care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Natasha Venter's here, and phone calls are next. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we just heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, and remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. And great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Can't tell you much about the ferret supplements because I've never used them because I don't have ferrets, but the NuPro supplements are phenomenal. I can tell you, though, they got the most palatable and the best little cat vitamin chews. They call them NuPro Nuggets. And my cats, I've never had a cat. I never tested them with a cat that doesn't love them. In fact, Cindy, that's how she attracted, got her cat lucky before he left. She'd shake the NuPro Nuggets and he'd come. So great stuff. And the most phenomenal dog supplements. And Natasha, you've got, I think your dog's been on NuPro, and Nathan's dog, Abby's been on the NuPro supplement. Robbie's been on the NuPro supplement during his lifetime, and it produces phenomenal skin and hair coats and all that good stuff. Anyway, check them out, NuProSupplements.com. And then, of course, remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes, mostly pretty much with dogs these days. And my specialty is giving you a comprehensive overall education about your dog and setting you up to control problems and solving problems quickly. And I usually only have to see you once. But I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got a problem with their dog friends, just give me a call. I'll talk to you for free on the phone. And if I can help you, I'll let you know that, or refer you out if I can't, or we'll get something set up if you decide you want to work with me. So give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, Mr. Godfather. Can we go to the phones now?
We can do that.
All right, I told him he needs to get some Godfather music because, you know, we got to exploit this.
You've eaten your veggies. It's time for dessert now.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. We're headed out to Salton. Oh, Cindy, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Hey, Cindy, how's the reception?
It's better than it was earlier.
Oh, good. I know it's been lousy out in our neighborhood. I know my GPS doesn't want to click in. I have to get out of the area in order to get a signal, and it was the worst it was this morning. Anyway, I'm glad we can talk to you. For anybody that doesn't know and hasn't heard you call in, I mean, you called in last month. I think you've been calling in regularly when Natasha's here, and we're kind of following the story of you had a wonderful kitty, Lucky, that has been with you more than once in this lifetime, and he disappeared you know, a while ago, and we've been we followed him and all of that with Natasha's mm-hmm. help, and we determined that he'd crossed over, and then all of a sudden you got to get there were feral kittens in the neighborhood, and we thought anyway one came Christmas morning, showed up wandering around Cindy's house, and the long story short, she'd been able to trap the kitty. It's been moved into an extra room in the house, and let's see. Last month you checked in. I think the new Lucky was just brand new into the room and the house. And I know one of the things you said, Natasha, was that the kitty wanted a different name this lifetime. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to be Lucky again. So Cindy, you settled on the name Crystal, right? So the kitty's name is Crystal now. We're still, I think, Cindy, you said that you were kind of feeling now, you can't touch the cat, you can't get right real close, you can't handle her, but you're making progress, and, you know, with all that you're doing, I think you have some concerns about what's kind of been going on with her, but you told me you thought that she kind of felt more like maybe around a year old.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you said, Cindy?
Yeah, maybe even a year and a half, because after she's gotten food from having terrible food, she's filled out.
Filled out, okay.
Because
she was real thin when you first trapped her. And then, so I was over there once this last week, because I had to pick Cindy up for something else. But I got a look at her over, you know, the partition, so I got to look down at her. She's a long-haired, black-haired kitty, and obviously it looks very young. She did look up at me, so I could see her eyes. She's still, I felt that age was probably mm-hmm. right, and she still feels female to me. But again, this is all just feeling and stuff. So, basically, Cindy's got some questions about what's going on, and we wanted Natasha to look at the energy. Cindy, do you want to, since you explained to me what's going on and what you want to ask Natasha around, do you want to explain it to her, or would you like me to explain it to her?
Oh, you can go ahead.
Okay, so her behavior's been a little erratic, you know, since she's been in this closed room. She's getting braver, coming out more, sitting in front of the window, that sort of thing. But she's been a good eater from the beginning, pretty much. The neighbor that was feeding these feral cats was feeding, you know, the crappiest dry cat mm-hmm. food you can feed. And she was really, really skinny. So Cindy has transferred her over to a higher quality, better little dry food, but mostly canned food. And she's been eating real well and cleaning her plate. Her urine output, because she has a cat box, you know, in the room, which she uses from the beginning. But sometimes, you know, it's a clumping litter. Sometimes Cindy finds like little pea size mm-hmm. lumps. Sometimes they're bigger lumps, like a quarter of a cup or more of urine. But it doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason to it. The amount of urine varies greatly. And Cindy's had a concern. Is that an issue or is it not? And then after being a great eater all along, was it yesterday or today that she didn't clean her plate, Cindy?
It started out 5 days ago a little bit, and now it's up to like a quarter of what I give her.
Okay, so she's not eating as much. She's leaving a quarter of what she's fed behind. So it's been going on for about 5 days. Now, without going into great detail, unless Cindy wants to, Cindy's been going through a lot of stuff herself this last five mm-hmm. days. Well, and beyond, but really big stuff. And certainly that has an effect on the animals around here. But can you tune in and let us know, what do you think about the urine? What about the appetite? Is there anything going on with this kitties? There's a problem. Do we need to step up? It's not easy to find vets and all, you know, all of that. Or is this Cindy or what's going on?
Okay. So remember how I said at the beginning of this that this was going to be a feral cat?
Right. Oh, that's right. You said she was not going to turn in to an indoor-outdoor model. She was going to be a feral cat, and that we would eventually, if Cindy wanted an indoor model lap kitty, we'd have to get her a more domestic version.
Yes.
Okay, so we're aware of that. We know that.
Okay. So, Cindy, you're doing a great job. This has no repercussions on what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Okay, good.
But the cat, I feel like that... she has been so self-sufficient since day one that she's not, the vibration of the house is not to her liking.
Yeah.
For lack of a better word. That she needs to escape. She's getting into that, I don't want to call it claustrophobic, but you know when an animal, even a human that has freedom, and then you bring them into a house, they get where they start breaking down.
Okay.
And it's not that I feel like she's going to go away or pass away. It's not that. But she's going into this.
It's just not a good environment for
it's
her.
It's not her environment. And okay. And I hate to say that. I mean, it's.
All right.
I
so
know
let's
you want
go
a cat.
Here. So let's because we're running up against the top of the hour. No problem urinary tract system and no problem
I would take everything.
All related to how she's feeling.
I would say, though, actually, too, that her body is a feral body. So things aren't always connected right. You know, it's a mom that wasn't in the best health when she had a litter. You know,
so you're feeling still like this is mom of that feral litter.
Yeah. There's some scenarios in the DNA that you know, her... you know, that she's just not in balance, you know, and she may not be a long-lived cat because of this imbalance.
Okay.
But at the same time, though, you know, it's that I would try to find some place to get her fixed.
We've got to get her out of that environment and let her be, you know, the outdoor mouser, feral cat on the property. However, obviously, Cindy and I don't want to just let her go because she's not spayed or neutered yet. And I'm concerned that if Cindy were to just let her go now, we'd never get her again.
Yeah.
And now we got that mother. So what do you?
What I'm hearing is that change up our food a little bit.
Okay. All right. Now,
bit of dry.
All right, back to that. I'm working on it on the computer because Cindy can't do the computer. She's making the phone calls. We've been trying to get an appointment with Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. We thought they would be the best at dealing with a feral cat. And Pasada, anywhere. Nobody has any appointments available. And so we're working on that. Do you see us somehow being able to get an appointment to get this cat spayed in a reasonable period of time?
Yeah, it's going to be about 2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Keep going with what you're doing.
All right. So you think she'll be okay till then?
Yes.
Kept inside, and that you agree we should keep her in until we get her spayed.
Yes, but as our energy has been building up here, remember it's the calm energy, and I would just, if you could, get some good dry food. Because when you're going to put her out, you're going to want to have times where maybe you do a little bit of canned outside so she comes to you and knows that she can get canned food. And then, you know, but there's that dry that she
dry.
Can.
You're still giving her dry food, aren't you, Cindy?
Yeah, the thing about it, I've been mixing the dry. She has never drunk any water inside.
Oh, she doesn't drink water.
I've drank water, dry food to, you know, like make it moist so she has water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's good. And having just a little bit, because she's used to doing things outside. She's not used to having things come to her. She's used to getting things, and that's her frequency. That's a good word for it. It's her frequency.
All right. Well, that kind of all makes sense.
Blessings with
now,
you on this journey,
Cindy. Did you want to talk about anything else? Because we can certainly hold you over and bring you back after the top of the hour.
No, that was good for today.
Okay. My love is with you, my dear.
Any tapping for Cindy?
She's worthy of love.
Okay. But no specific tapping. So
when you're tapping, tap, I am worthy of love. Okay. I'm worthy of love.
No, I just meant you being tapped for her.
Oh, yeah. No. But I think that it would be good for her to tap on her chest or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I am loved.
I am loved. Did you hear that, Cindy? Tap your chest. I am loved. I am loved. All righty. Okay, so we're good, and we'll keep working on, but it sounds like within 2 to 3 weeks we ought to be able to come up with an appointment.
That's what I'm hearing, that there's going to be a door opening for you guys. You may not get the appointment, but the door's opening up in about 2 to 3 weeks for things to move forward for you.
All righty. All right, Cindy, thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. All righty, we've got phone lines open now. Pat and Kirkland, you'll be next, but it'll be after the top of the hour when we... Ooh, and Pat's got great stories. This is the obese kitty. You know, it's on the... Oh, we got great... Anyway, we need Natasha for all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so Pat, you hold on.
I'm glad to be here.
It is time to fire up the love train, everybody, and we got a big job to do. We got to keep peace on this planet, and especially in Ukraine right now. So, again, when we're doing the love train, and, you know, when it comes to that part of the – so a couple of times we get to send the love around, we're sending it to Russia and Ukraine.
And I actually would send it to the governments that are in this
to NATO. How about NATO?
In this decision-making.
Everyone involved in this situation, we're piling on the love and the light. Okay.
Yep.
Now, it's also dancing is required because this is our exercise for the day and to get us charged up for the day and the week. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Oh, you can get up and dance on your feet and come with me. I'm going to cruise through your house, pick you up on the love train. We'll send the love and light all over the place. And, of course, I charge up the love train song with our yogi energization prayer so we get extra good jujus here. So here we go. And so we're going to hold on to phone lines, and we're open phone lines for the rest of the show after the top of the hour. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. All right, everybody, Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.